It's Saturday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Our Roman station today is Sant'Agostino, St. Augustine, listed in the Missal as Ad Sanctum Trifonem. This is the church of St. Augustine of Hippo, built in Rome in the 13th century, at the time of Honorius IV. It wound up overwhelming a smaller church nearby that had the relics of St. Trifon. Trifon was a 3rd century saint from Phrygia in modern-day Turkey. He is also venerated by the Orthodox. He was probably killed during the persecution of the Emperor Dacius. The older church was demolished in 1736. The main church of Sant'Agostino was expanded in the time of Sixtus IV in the 15th century. Herein you will find the tomb of St. Monica, transferred from Rome's port city of Ostia, where she died while she and her son Augustine were waiting to return to North Africa after his baptism by St. Ambrose in Milan. A few years ago, the relics of Augustine were brought to the church from northern Italy, and Augustine and Monica, mother and son, were reunited again for the first time in 1,600 years. The great sin of the human race is rebellion. We are rebels against God. Let my upright finger stand for the will of God, and my horizontal finger stand for my will. As soon as I put the horizontal finger against the vertical, I have physically a cross. Both sin and rebellion demand not only forgiveness, but also expiation. Suppose you had the authority to command me, and you said to me, "Take 3 steps to your right." Preferring to do my own thing, I take 3 steps to my left. I regret my action, and I say to you, "Will you forgive me?" You forgive me, but before I can start acting normally, I have to take 3 steps backwards. Where I put my foot down in egotism, I now have to put it down in humiliation. That's the expiation. Only then can I begin to obey. Fulton Sheen. From the first station of the Way of Cross by St. Leonard of Port Maurice. O most loving Jesus, for the sake of so unworthy a creature as I am, thou hast suffered so much, and to crown all, hast been condemned to a most shameful death. Surely this is enough to touch my heart, and make me detest my sins. I bitterly repent of them, and will continue to lament and bewail them. The Collect from the Extraordinary Form of Holy Mass and the Roman Rite. Oremus, adesto Domine supplicationibus nostris, et concede, ut hoc solemne iunium quod animabus corporibusque curandis salubriter institutum est, devoto servitio celebremus. Let us pray. Hear, O Lord, our humble prayers, and grant that we may devoutly keep this fast that has been established to cure our souls and bodies. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Domine quis habitabit in tabernaculo tuo, aut quis requiescet in monte sancto tuo. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, God willing, with another Lentcast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.